Welcome to Local Matters. I'm Louis Matheny, and I'm in the studio today with Michelle Staggs, who is a baker and a chef and the owner of Pete Dilly's Cupcakes in Cookeville, Tennessee. My mouth is watering. I'm going to have trouble talking about this because I'm going to get so hungry thinking about cupcakes the whole time. But Pete Dilly's in Cookeville, how long has Pete Dilly's been in business? How long have you been in business?
So we started our storefront in 2015. We're about to celebrate 5 years, November 21st.
That's great. Yep. Wow.
So we started off as a home baker in March of 2015.
Okay.
And it went pretty quickly. We recognized that there was a need for some scratch baking, like real home baking. And I thought it was something I was just going to do from home and make a little extra money. And Cookeville really needed us, wanted us.
That's great. Yep. Yeah. I mean, everybody loves cupcakes, you know. So, but you say scratch baking, that is baking from scratch, just throwing together stuff. So do you work from recipes at all?
I do. Most of my recipes were handed down. Mm-hmm. They're my grandmother's or somebody in my family. And then some of them are ones that I've just kind of found online and tweaked and made my own. The girls in the shop kind of tease that I don't really follow recipes, so it's hard for them to repeat what I've done because I just kind of like pour and add till it feels good. And my ancestors say stop. So
right. Yeah. And that's the path that a lot of bakers and chefs take, are recipes handed down in the family. You just said grandmother and mother, and that's always the case with great chefs, I think, and bakers, right?
Yeah. My grandmother always had a passion for baking, and like all the way up until she passed away, I lived with her off and on my entire life and just watching her create things. Even if she used a box cake mix, somehow it turned out to be like the best thing you ever ate. So the only thing I haven't mastered is her fried chicken, and I've just given up hope. It's not going to happen. I just don't have the patience she did with like low and slow things like that.
Well, now you know how your staff feels. As you said, you're sort of going off recipe. Grandma's not here to teach it to you anymore, so you just have to play it by ear. But yeah, a lot of bakers are not necessarily great chefs, but just bakers. But you are a chef and a baker, right? You can cook a lot of things other than cakes and cupcakes. You like just mentioned fried chicken, so a lot of entrees, right?
Yeah, I love to cook. I love to create. When it comes to savory things, I prefer to just throw things together. When you try to give me a recipe, it's like my ADHD kicks in and I read like three steps ahead and I'm like, oh, I've got this. I don't need this. Yeah. And then it all fails and I go back and I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about 10 steps of it. So
right. Yeah.
I fail a lot, but well, I create a lot during that failure. It's
sort of an exercise in alchemy or chemistry, I think, in a lot of ways. And you just have to try it. It's like scientists, try it, see if it works. If it doesn't, go back and try it again.
So,
but you've come up with some of the most amazing cupcakes. And if those are recipe based, that's kind of amazing that each of those is a individual recipe, but you don't have individual recipes for individual cupcakes, right?
I do
wow.
Have recipes. I kind of create them over time, and then I have a baker that bakes for me, and she makes most of my stuff in the mornings. The only thing I don't share is my frosting recipe.
Mm-hmm.
That will probably go to the grave with me.
Secret recipe.
It is.
That's kind
it
of
is.
Exciting.
Yep.
Your frostings are amazing, I
Thank
have
you.
To say. Yeah.
We go through about, this week alone, we've done about 150 pounds of butter.
So, 150 pounds of butter.
Pounds, yeah.
Butter is one of the greatest things of all in food, I think. And a lot of people try to avoid it because they are avoiding high cholesterol. But there is a way that you can work cholesterol off if you just get up and move around a little
bit,
you know. And it's worth it to me. I mean, I love butter.
Well, the alternative is, you know, most chains and things like that use Crisco.
Yeah.
And it's going to give you a completely different taste, a completely different feel.
It sure is.
So that's what a lot of people notice when they first try ours. They're like, why does this not feel like that? Strange feeling that's in your mouth when you're done, and you're like, you like it, but you don't. That's kind of the difference in us. We use only natural products. We don't use anything unnatural. We try to use natural colorings and fruits and everything. So
you're probably putting together some of the same things your grandmother did.
Yes.
You know, way back in the day. So there were so many natural things that people used that it got away from over the years. It's really great to hear that you're putting them back into cupcakes. Approximately how many different cupcakes would you say you have on a daily or a weekly basis?
So daily, we try to do 14 different different flavors. Sometimes we do a little bit more. We do bake fresh every single day, so we have different flavors each day of the week. And then we kind of, we have about nine that we do, like, you know, when you walk in, we're going to have those nine. That's our scheduled menu. And then the additional, anywhere from four to six, is just kind of baker's choice that morning, whatever ingredients we have on hand, or wake up feeling like something.
In the studio with Michelle Staggs, owner of P. Dilly's Cupcakes in Cookeville. And you just said you have so many flavors per day, but what you're really talking about is completely different recipes and varieties. Each cupcake is not just a single flavor. And that's very humble of you to say that, because it really says that you are doing a lot of work to put together 14 different varieties and complexities and names. You know, one of my favorite is red velvet, and you do an amazing job with the red velvet cupcake. But what are the ingredients, more or less? And I know you're not going to tell me the secret icing.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, we're basically using butter, sugar, eggs. We use a lot of milk and buttermilk. That's why we get a lot of requests to do dairy-free. I have no idea how to begin to make any of our products dairy-free.
Right.
We do gluten-free because that's just a flour exchange. So, but I couldn't even begin to do this stuff without dairy.
Yeah, and that's fine. They can find them somewhere along the way. But what you're producing is a great dairy product. And buttermilk, a lot of people wouldn't think about using buttermilk, especially if they're not from the South or the Southeast. Buttermilk as an ingredient sounds great.
Oh, buttermilk is life.
Yeah, like, is life. Buttermilk, like, is life. I'm going to quote you on that. Do you have t-shirts that say buttermilk is life?
I don't. And I've thought of some, like, really good t-shirt ideas that we need to get going, but that may be one of them.
Buttermilk is life.
Especially butter is life. Like,
butter is life. Yep. Yeah.
But just sometimes it's just so mesmerizing to watch our batters come together as the buttermilk and everything is, like, blending in. Like, still after all these years, I sit there and watch it, and it's just fascinating to watch it all come together and create.
It sounds like it. You know, I'd mentioned this to you before, and you, with your personality, I think you have this great personality in which you convey, first of all, a lot of warmth and personality. And I say personality, I mean your personality is there and open. So you're a person that connects with other people in an amazing way. You also convey a great love of what you do. And, you know, many chefs and bakers can come across as gruff. And I've worked in restaurants before and noticed it's the temperature in the kitchen that would drive anybody insane and be prone to snap. And yet you don't. Every time I've walked in there, you're right there in the kitchen working. And somehow you don't seem to break a sweat.
I do.
How do you stay so cool?
I do lose my cool.
I mean, emotionally, your temperamentality is that of a very cool person.
I am, and I have moments. It's usually when I get, like, overly stressed. Like, Valentine's is one of our biggest days.
Oh,
so
sure.
If I'm ever going to break, it's going to be on a day like that. But
wait, there's another t-shirt slogan. If I'm ever going to break, it's on Valentine's
it's
Day.
It's going to be on Valentine's,
yeah. Michelle Staggs, owner of P. Dilly Cupcakes.
But yeah. You can ask my employees. I don't think I've ever yelled. My main baker, Desiree, you may not have ever met her, because she is happy being, she calls it her hole in the back.
That's a good person to have. Yeah.
She has worked in the restaurant industry for 15 years, and she's mainly been a savory chef. So she's worked in some, like, Hell's Kitchen type kitchen under some pretty well-known chefs, and, like, she's been yelled at and screamed at and told she's worthless. I'm like, what's the point in that? It's not going to make anybody work any different. So our theory each day, like, they'll ask me a question. I'm always like, what's the worst that can happen? And then they just laugh because they know the worst that can happen.
You know, just watching you and listening to you, and listeners are listening to this, and the times that I've been in P. Dilly's Cupcakes, I've always thought about seeing you on a TV show or a web series. Would you ever consider hosting a TV show or web series about
what you do? Yeah, I've actually thought about doing that. And we've kind of been looking at some options, especially with COVID changing, you know, because we used to do classes. And that was one of my favorite things to do, is to teach other people how to decorate and do, like, some of the basic things that we do. But with COVID, you can't have all those people in that small little space and sharing stuff. So I've thought about doing just, like, some live classes and things like that.
I think people would love that. You know, yep. I mean, the baking shows and cooking shows have been popular for many years now. And I think for a lot of people like you and myself, we're not looking at COVID as just a sort of plague, but an opportunity to see how we can function in the future and how we run our lives and how we treat other people and how we work and all of that. So
yeah, it's definitely brought out the best and the worst in people.
That's so funny. I feel like you're quoting me, but I think many of us share that same opinion. It's brought out the best and the worst in people. But let's focus on the best, which is you. let's not focus on the worst right now. I think we've heard enough about the worst people in life. But you know, you're this icon locally, and I think if you were to get yourself a web series or a TV show going, you know, it'd be great to see globally or around the United States. And that's always, I think, been your way of looking at things. And in one of your other locations, I found a quote on the wall which has stuck with me and resonates with me on a very personal level, as I'm sure it did with you. And it's from the Bible in the book of Esther 4:14, which is, "Perhaps this is the moment for which you have been created." Mm-hmm. And you seem to approach life that way in every moment.
Well, I grew up in a very religious environment. Both of my grandparents on both sides were Church of God ministers. So, you know, God has always led me, but I did not get here the easy way, which I don't ever do anything the easy way. I like to take the hard path. So my degree is actually in radiology. I worked as an x-ray tech, and then I broke my back.
Wait, your degree was in radiology,
yes.
And yet you're a cupcake maker.
Yes, I have no training whatsoever in this.
That's amazing.
Zero training.
Let's hear more about that. We're going to take a break, and when we get right back, we'll be in the studio again with Michelle Staggs of P. Dilley's Cupcakes in Cookeville, former aspiring radiologist.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
We're back in the studio with Local Matters with Michelle Staggs of P. Dilley's Cupcakes. And as I said, just before the break, you were once an aspiring radiologist. Maybe you weren't an aspiring radiologist, but that was a field of study of yours. Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting. You went from radiology to being this great chef and baker.
Well, and I worked as an x-ray tech for about 10 years in a hospital in Ohio. And then I broke my back and I was disabled for several years. And I was down. I mean, kind of getting in a bad place because, you know, you have this goal in life and you feel like that's where you were supposed to be. And then all of a sudden you're not there anymore. And, you know, we were just kind of struggling financially. And I knew I had this talent of baking and making things, but I'd never decorated anything. I'd never used a popping bag or any of those things. So I just started watching YouTube videos and I would literally frost a cake or cupcakes till they about fell apart. And I look back on some of my original stuff and I'm like, oh man, people thought that was pretty. That was horrible. Why did I even put that out? But I just kept practicing. And I feel like the reason we were so successful, because this was my time and place. This was my moment.
Yeah.
So this is where I was supposed to be at this time. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That hence the quote again, right?
Yep.
From Esther, you know, this is the moment for which you've been created. And I think that you're also alluding to the idea that people don't sometimes realize in their lives, which is choice. You've made choices again and again. You originally chose radiology, you know, and then you were led down a different path and you found yourself further away from the moment you thought you were chosen. And yet this is the moment, as you discovered along the way.
I think the original, like from King James Version, says such a time as this.
Yes. So, I've noticed two different translations of that. I've been a biblical scholar over the years. So That is interesting to hear the different versions, but it still resonates on a universal level if people can just hear that. A lot of people can't hear that, unfortunately. You know, they're resisting the present moment. You know, COVID, for example, has a lot of people just sort of in lockdown. I've had lots of anxiety and lots of fear about my future, and yet I just keep looking for those moments for which I've been created. You know, and that original translation or the other translation again is... You just said the King James Version. Such a time as this.
Yep.
And that just applies now for COVID. Such a time as this, right? And yet you're not just surviving, you're thriving.
We are thriving.
You're in a different location, and you are now in what seems like the ideal location.
It is.
And it's this great structure that has this little gabled roof on it. Looks like a little home. You feel like you're coming home. There's something wonderful about stepping into that place, you know, and having this great nurturer producing these things for you. And the variety when I walk in there is kind of exciting, you know. It's like Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes I wish that I could experience what my customers experience. I mean, we get to when we go to like candy stores or other different places, but I don't get to that moment when they walk in. Always excites me, especially when it's their first time coming in and they just stop and they're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, what is all of this?
Yeah.
And then they'll come in another time and they're like, wait, this is all different flavors. And we're like, yes, every day and every day.
Yeah. Well, you know, I alluded to Christmas, but that's really what you're giving people are gifts. You're giving these great little nurturing gifts that have this great little dose of butter in them. So you walk in, it's kind of like being a kid and walking in to see the Christmas tree with all the presents under it. So do you have popular favorite cupcakes among customers? Is there something that outsells everything else?
We do. And it's always shocking to me because I am extra. I am that person that likes everything bigger and fuller and loaded. So I like our Snickers that just has all this stuff piled on it. But the majority of our customers prefer our wedding cake, which is just a simple almond cake with almond buttercream, and our chocolate and vanilla are some of our biggest sellers.
What I love is being able to walk in and take out, do you have 12 packs or 6 packs?
Yes.
Or is it both? Wait, yes. So both. You have both.
Yeah. Most popular, so we started, when I was doing this at home, I started with our taster boxes. So that's our 4 packs. So it just kind of evolved from one of my customers who is now one of my closest friends and has invested and done all these things for us. But she had just wanted some cupcakes to taste for an event she was having. And I had all these cupcakes left over and these little 4 boxes. So I was like, you know what? Let's just do this little special. So the first week I sold 4 taster boxes. So 16 cupcakes. And then the next week, I think I sold 10. And then by the time we were opening up the storefront, I had a cutoff of 100 per week. So out of my little apartment, I was doing 400 cupcakes every Friday.
Out of your apartment?
Yes.
Wow.
A little galley kitchen, baking 2 dozen at a time. I don't ever want to go back there, ever.
That kitchen, was that the moment for which you were created?
I killed 3 stoves in the process.
Oh, those poor stoves. No, but what is fun is walking in there and being able to grab a 6-pack or a 12-pack. And when I say that, I sound like I'm referring to something in the way of alcohol. But there are these containers, and you can pick 1 of this or 2 of this or 3 of this. And what's also fun is you label all of them on the top, you know. And so for me, you know, I get in there and just grab, and grab. And then, of course, I'm going to forget an hour later what I got. So
that's fun.
The fact that you label them on the top is
a lot of
fun.
Or sometimes it's just like chocolates. You just have to take a bite out of it to see if you like it or not. And then you can just put it back for the next person.
Well, I've always found it a better solution for when you're having people for dinner for dessert. You know, not everybody's going to like one singular cake.
Right.
So if you can offer 12 different cakes or 2 of each of one particular recipe or type, you know, for a total of 12, it's a lot of fun. People always react in a really excited way and surprised when you present, you know, here are 12 cupcakes to choose from.
Yep.
And it's amazing that you're just there providing them for people. I don't know how you do it. I mean, I couldn't keep up with all those recipes. You have them all written down somewhere, right? Or stored away in printed form.
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of, I'm picturing you, there was a documentary about Joan Rivers, a documentary in which she talked about her life and her career, and she had file boxes full of most of all of her jokes, thousands and thousands of jokes. So you obviously have a recipe box either online or in sort of hard format.
In a secret place, yes.
In a secret place. Oh. We shouldn't be telling this on the air.
It's
people might go looking.
Like, listen, It's a big joke around the shop that even if somebody found my recipe book and got so excited, they would have no clue because I don't put in there how they're put together, like the different ways that we mix things. So it's not even just the recipe itself. It's how you add each ingredient. So if you add eggs at the beginning, it's going to change the entire composure of the whole recipe. So none of that is written down.
See, here's something that you probably don't know. And some people do know this about me. I'm a terrible cook. I've never been able to pull off any cooking. I fortunately have somebody at home who's a great cook. I'm a great mechanic, if you will, or I can do construction and I love doing that kind of thing. But I could never get anything past scrambled eggs. So just to hear you say it's the order that you put the ingredients mm-hmm. in, I'd never thought about that.
Well, and it's just something that maybe it's something that I knew, but it's something that I've just kind of learned through failure. So yes. I've tried a lot of different recipes and a lot of different ways. And then I'll see a little note that I like to read when somebody posts something on Pinterest, like their little note that they put along with it. If you add things this way, this happens. And I've just kind of learned along the way.
I'm fascinated by this. I'm sitting here in the studio with Local Matters and talking to Michelle Staggs, who has P. Dilly's Cupcakes in Cookville. But obviously, as a baker, you can make amazing cakes as well. But do you think you'd do better cupcakes or better cakes? I'm assuming cupcakes, since that's what you do.
I prefer cakes. I mean cupcakes. Yeah, we do cakes as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I do wedding cakes and tiered cakes, but I have trouble maintaining interest.
I knew that's what your answer was going to be. Watching your eyes and listening to the way you think and talk, you have so much to put out and to give to this that just putting into one cake with one set of recipes or ingredients can't be enough for you. You've got to, and that's the reason when you walk in there, there are, one more time, how many on a daily basis? Different varieties?
We usually about 14 different varieties.
So it takes 14 varieties for you to get all of this creative energy out, right? Yeah, that's kind of amazing.
Yep. Yeah, and that's just the start of the day.
That's just the start of the day.
So, yeah. I mean, we get all of our baking done by 10 o'clock in the morning, and then we start preparing for the next day. Or we have custom orders or, you know, like Tuesday and Wednesday, our friend Jake Hoot is doing a concert for St. Jude, so we're donating 600 cupcakes for that. So we'll be working on that each day. So, and we like to bake things fresh. I think that's part of, like, our cupcakes can last several days. I don't think they usually do when people take them home. But we want, when you walk in that door, the cupcake that you take home was baked within 24 hours.
Yeah.
So it is the freshest, most perfect version of that cupcake that you can get.
Incredibly moist. I have to say that of all the cupcakes I've had, I've never had something that's not moist at all. And yet they don't crumble and fall apart. They just sort of keep their composure until they get to your mouth.
It's all that butter. It's all that butter.
Those little cupcakes in there, they're just like hanging in there till they get into your mouth, I guess.
Yep.
So, but that is true. I've noticed that you sell out on a daily basis, right? So there's no leftovers in the store for the most part, right?
We usually have one little small tray in the corner. If you ever walk in, like to the left, there'll be one little tray. That's our day old tray. And we do those 50% off.
And you must get rid of those early in the morning, right? People must grab those.
You'll
right
be
up.
Surprised. Yeah. Like, there will be times we'll have to throw a few of those away, but we try to keep our waste down to very, very, very little.
I've noticed that. I definitely, in the times I've been there, and I've been going there a lot more recently now that I'm kind of settled into this town as my primary
residence.
Yeah,
we may have created a problem for you.
Well, it's just a pot belly, and that's fine. As I said, I can always work that off. And that's the thing I think we're talking about is you're giving recipes to people that are of a bygone era. And in a bygone era, people ate lots and lots of butter because they needed it for the energy they had when they were farming. People are much more active than they are now. And that's my reasoning always for butter. Keep butter in the ingredient because I'll work it off. I'll need it for energy.
Yep.
You must burn it off all the time.
I wish I did, but we all wore pedometers in the shop at one point in time. And I was walking about, in the old shop, I was walking about 5 miles a day in that shop, in that 1,500 square feet 5 miles.
Well,
a
I think
day.
The thing is now it's a smaller shop, but you're probably moving quicker, so you're making
we just
up
make
for
circles.
The distance.
We make circles yeah. at the track all day long.
It really just sounds magical. You and circles, these ingredients swirling around in circles, and then I just walk in as a customer, and there it is for me to just snatch it up is. And take home. It's been great talking to you, Michelle Staggs with P. Dilly's Cupcakes. People can find you on Facebook? Is that the best
Facebook,
way to find you?
Facebook, Instagram. Our website is being redone, but it'll be pdillies.com once it's done. We're everywhere.
That's great. Come back and visit us again. Let's have you again in the studio.
Absolutely.
Thanks
anytime.
A lot.
Thanks.